The psalmist said, I was happy when they said, let us go in to the house of the Lord. I wonder this morning if that's how you feel today about being in the house of the Lord today. That you're happy. That you're content. And that for a period of time, you're going to put the outside world out of your mind and you're going to try to center yourself upon worshiping our Lord in spirit and according to truth. You know whose responsibility that is? That's yours and mine. That's what God expects out of us. We're here to sing with the spirit and sing with the understanding. We're here to pray together. We're here to partake of the Lord's Supper. And we're here to give as we've been prospered. And that we are to be here today as brethren, realizing that we are members of the body of Christ and that we make up a great spiritual family. What an honor that is. What a privilege that is. And how seriously we ought to take that each and every day that God allows us to live here upon this earth. This morning, we're going to talk about something that I believe applies to every person that is in this building today. And that is stress. Stress. You know what that is? Sure you do. I dare say if you are alive today and drawing breath, you are under some kind of stress. Is there anybody in the assembly today who right now, in some way, somehow, is not dealing with stress? And I understand now that most of the time that we allow life to put this stress on us. We, individually, we allow life and all of the things that make up this life to put this stress upon us. And it may be our jobs. Oh, I'm under such a deadline that I just got to get this done. I've got to concentrate. I've got to give all of my time and energy to make sure that this is done, or I'm going to disappoint the boss, or there's risk that I might lose my job, and there's stress. Our vocation, if we allow it to, can put so much stress upon us. Maybe it is that great desire for success. And all of us should desire to be successful. But at what expense? At what cost? To allow ourselves to become so stressed out in that desire for success that we lose sight of everything else in our life but climbing that ladder of success. Or is it that maybe I want so much to keep up with everybody else that I am under constant stress in trying to have what everybody else has, and to be able to say that they're not ahead of me, that I'm doing as well as they are. They don't have anything that I don't have. And we put ourselves under so much stress in this life. And we could go on and on in talking about the things. Our families, our children, our friendships, the church can be very stressful to us as we make our way through this life. And I'm going to tell you something. Stress can do great harm to you physically. It's not good for your body. It's not good for your heart. To be constantly stressed out and under intense pressure all of the time. It's not good for you. At some point, we need to learn how to relax and to put our feet up and relieve ourselves of stress. It's not good for us emotionally. To the point that all we can think about is just certain things, to the point that we can't sleep at night because of the stress that we are constantly under. I've got this payment that's coming up and I don't have the money to make it. What in the world am I going to do? And you wake up in the middle of the night and you get to thinking about that and you can't go back to sleep. And that night becomes so long to you. And that stress that is put upon the mind and the body. And it's not good for us spiritually, brethren. It's not good for us spiritually. Because it shows a lack of faith that we allow ourselves to be so stressed. God said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you." I was young and now I am old. I never saw the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread in the street. We believe this? Then if we do, what we're saying is, we believe in God. And we believe that some way, somehow, God is going to take care of us. Now, I understand that we can get ourselves into situations sometimes that God can't get us out of without us having to make some sacrifices. But if we'll just give God half a chance, He will be able to take care of a lot of our stress by our faith and confidence in Him. All of us, young and old, have to learn how to deal with stress. One of the men that I drink coffee with of the morning has got a 9-year-old grandson. He just turned 9-year-old. And he told his mom and dad, he said, "Now, I have got to have a cell phone. Got to have it." And they said, "Why do you have to have a cell phone at 9 years old?" He said, "If I'm going to be with the in crowd, I got to have it." And he said, "Besides that, my girlfriend's got one, and if she's got one, I think I need one." And you see, brethren, a lot of our young people today, whether we realize it or not, are going through great stress in their life. This past week, 23-year-old young man, his grandfather had farmed, his dad had farmed, and he had tried but had failed, and he committed suicide. A young man that used to live in our community just this past 2 or 3 days hung himself and took his life. Why does this happen to young people? Stress. stress. And the young are not immune to not knowing how to deal with the stress of life. And the elderly. You know, I am seeing that every day, the stress that my mother is under. 94-year-old. She doesn't want to go to a nursing home. And she's struggling every day, wondering what in the world is she going to do. And the stress of each day and what it is putting upon her. So it's the young, the middle-aged, and the elderly. We have middle-aged couples today that are trying to survive, trying to earn enough money to keep their house afloat, trying to deal with raising their children, trying to deal with all of the affairs of life, and they're under great stress. Great stress. And we all need to learn how to deal with stress. In Exodus 18, Jethro decides to go and visit with his son-in-law, Moses. You know, it's just something about in-laws, isn't it? The in-laws are coming. Make sure the house is clean and make sure everything is the way that it's supposed to be, because I don't want my in-laws to think less of me. Well, Jethro says, I'm going to go visit my son-in-law and I'm going to see how Moses is doing. And so he does. And I'm sure that Moses had in his mind, now, I want to impress my father-in-law. Most of the time, the son-in-law wants to be held in pretty good favor now in the sight of his father-in-law. And I can imagine what was going through the mind of Moses. Jethro's coming, and I want him to be proud of me. And I want him to see me in a good light. Your wife's family can put a lot of pressure and stress on a man. I don't know, there's just something about that relationship with in-laws that sometimes can put a lot of pressure on you. Jethro is observing Moses. And he is watching Moses after he gets there. And he is observing what it is that Moses is doing. And in the 13th verse, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. Here is Moses judging his people. Not for an hour, not for 30 minutes, but from morning until evening, all day long. Moses is just making decision after decision, dealing with problem after problem, situation after situation. And Jethro is watching. And finally, he said, Moses, what in the world are you doing? It was obvious to Jethro that Moses was under far too much stress and pressure. And here is a third party. And he said, son-in-law, what in the world are you trying to do? Why are you here alone and dealing with these people from morning to night. And this was day after day after day. You know what? A lot of times, that question might ought to be asked of us. What in the world are we trying to do in regard to what it is that we put upon ourselves every day in this life? What are we trying to do? Who are we trying to impress? And what is it worth to us if we accomplish all of these things? What do you think Jethro was thinking? I know exactly what he was thinking. He looked at Moses and he saw a man that was burning the candle at both ends. Exactly what he saw. And I suggest to you this morning that how many in this building today that are doing the very same thing? They're burning the candle at both ends. Why? To be successful. To earn more money. To have more. To keep up with everybody else. We don't want to get left behind. And we burn the candle at both ends, and we put more and more pressure and stress upon ourselves as we make our way through this life. When do you have time for your family? For you to live your life? And for you to relieve your stress. I ask you this morning, in all good conscience, what means more to you this morning? Your job, your success, or your family? Your family. I don't know that a lot of people could answer that question the way that they ought to. I'm not convinced that their priorities are such that their family would come first out of those things. How about you? How many times have we discussed just how much your children are depending upon you? And they cannot depend upon you if they never have any time with you. Never are able to spend quality time with their mother and father. Why? Well, because somebody is too busy with other things. Too busy, too much stress, too much pressure, and they don't have time to be the most important thing in this life, and that is a good father and a good husband, a good wife, and a good mother. They just don't have time. And they are so preoccupied with the wrong things. And all of this stress building upon them every day. Moses, when do you have time to live your life? Moses, when do you get to do a little bit of what you want to do? Andrew likes to fish. And he does not need to let his job rob him of occasionally doing what he likes to do. You may like to play golf. Sometimes you need to play golf. I don't know what your enjoyment is, but from time to time, you need to get involved in that enjoyment. There is much more to life than just work, money, success, and struggling to keep up with everybody else. There's where our stress is. Moses, you need to find a way to where you can relieve yourself of some of the stress that you are putting upon yourself. Do you understand that this morning? Do you? It's took me a few years to really grasp what I'm saying to you this morning. I used to put so much stress upon myself. I remember the first time that I went to the doctor when I knew that something was not right with me. And the doctor came in and he said, "Well, Dwight, what's your problem today?" And I said, "Well, something's not right. I said, I'm not myself." And he said, "Well, tell me about it." And I said, I don't enjoy listening to people laugh anymore. I don't enjoy the things that I used to enjoy. And life is putting so much pressure on me. And I am just about at the breaking point." He said, "Well, let's talk about it." He said, "You farm, and you're also a minister." He said, "How could you have been dumb enough to pick those two occupations?" He said, "You're trying to solve everybody else's problems plus your own." And he said, "You can't do it. You can't do it." And I have struggled with that for the last few years. But I am proud to say this morning that I'm doing much, much, much better. Greg has made the comment to me two or three times. He said, "Boy, you seem like you're proud to be back in that pulpit again." I said, "I am." It's just a different feeling, brethren. But all of us have got to find a way to get rid of our stress and our pressure. And I'm talking to you young people. I'm talking to you middle-aged people. I'm talking to you elderly people. Stress will destroy your life if you let it. It will cost you your relationships in this physical life plus your spiritual relationship with God. In verse 15, "And Moses said unto his father-in-law, Because the people come unto me to inquire of God. And when they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and His laws." He said, "Father-in-law, this is my job. This is what I do. And these people expect me to do this." I'll tell you something now, and you remember well what I'm fixing to say. Don't let people take advantage of you. And I guarantee you that people will take advantage of you if you let them. They will expect more and more and more out of you. And you can never do enough for some. And that's really what Moses is saying. These people expect this out of me. And he said, "They come before me. And I have to make these decisions and let them know what the statutes of God and the law are." And I don't quibble at all with what Moses is saying. But now Jethro is going to call his attention to something. What I have to do, nobody else can. Nobody else can do what you're doing, Moses. You're the only man in the world that can do this? Why, if you die, what are these people going to do without you? Let me tell you something. I had a conversation with Zane Grey one time, and I was telling him how much I appreciated him and what a service he was to this congregation. And he said, let me tell you, there is nobody that cannot be replaced. Some are harder to replace, but there is nobody that cannot be replaced. You think about that. That's exactly what comes to my mind in regard to Moses. Why? I have to do this. Nobody else can do this but me. How many times do you tell yourself that in regard to your job, in regard to certain things in your life? Nobody but me. Sometimes my wife doesn't like the way that I mow the yard. And you know what? That's a pretty good excuse for me to say, well, I tell you what, if you don't like the way I do it, you mow it. And that just gets me out of another job. You see, sometimes, brethren, we have to understand that we are not on an island by ourselves. There are other people that can do exactly what we do. They may not know it, but they can. We may not know it, but they can. You feel that way about your job? Nobody else but me. Just me. Just me. I'm the only one that can do this. No, you're not. There are others that are just as qualified as you are, if you'll just give them a chance. And I guarantee you that you can relieve a lot of your stress if you can understand this in your life. Jethro tells Moses, he said, Moses, what you're doing is not good. It's not good. And in all actuality, what he's telling him is, you're killing yourself. Killing yourself. And I suggest to you this morning, my friend, if you sit in this building today and you are putting too much stress upon yourself, you're killing yourself. It'll catch up with you. And one of these days, it'll catch up with you in the wrong way, and you won't be here anymore. And someone will say, well, what happened to brother so-and-so? Oh, he passed away. Well, he sure passed away at an early age. Yes, he did. And you know what you're thinking? Because he let life get the best of him. He couldn't handle the stress of this life. Moses, you can't hold up to do what it is that you're doing. You can't hold up. And I'm going to tell you something, my friend, my brother and sister. If you are putting too much pressure upon yourself, you cannot hold up to do it. It'll get you. It'll get you. And it will affect you in so many different ways. It will affect how you look at things in life. It will affect how you deal with your wife and your children. It will affect your whole outlook upon life. Stress is a killer. It's a killer. And so many of us put way too much pressure upon ourselves. Others and you yourself need some of your time. How many wives are sitting in this building this morning thinking, boy, I hope my husband's listening to this? How many children are sitting here this morning thinking, boy, I hope my mom and dad's listening to this? Because they see the effects of what I'm talking about. A husband under too much stress and pressure is hard for his wife to deal with. Parents that are under too much stress and pressure do not have the right attitude toward their children. And it affects their children. And it affects their lives in so many ways. Thou will surely wear away, both thou and this people that is with thee. For this thing is too heavy for thee, and thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. There it is. He said, Moses, you're going to just wear away. Sitting in judgment of these people from morning to night, you're going to wear away. You can't handle it. It will beat you down. It's too much for you. And what good advice Jethro is giving to Moses, if Moses will listen. And I hope that you will listen to what I'm saying this morning. Commitment is fine, but not to the point of overcommitting. My son-in-law has a job with great responsibility where he works. One of the things that he has said to me over and over and over, he said, they say you do good today, but you do a little bit better tomorrow. He said, you don't know how fortunate you are to be self-employed. Because he said, you never do enough for some people. Is that right, Greg? You just never do enough. And we allow that stress and that pressure to constantly invade us and push us and prod us, and it can consume us. How many men have lost their family to a similar situation? Just never had time for their wife, never had time for their children. The stress and pressure of life overwhelmed them. They couldn't handle it, and it cost them everything. Putting one thing above everything else in their life. I had rather do without some things and try to find a little bit of happiness, a little bit of peace of mind. How about you? How about you? No, I got to do better. I got to do better tomorrow. I got to do better. No, you don't. As long as you can support your family, got enough. But you know what? There are people that can never get their mind off of making money. We had a husband and wife that we baptized in a congregation where I was preaching. They were faithful for a pretty good while, and then all of a sudden they quit coming to services. And so went out to visit with them to see what was going on, what had happened. And this was in the wintertime, and when I went in the house was, it was cold in there. They were both sitting there with coats on, which I thought was unusual. But I said, I want to know what's happened at church. Is something going on that you quit coming? And they said, well, we're just going to be honest with you. When we were there, we couldn't get our mind where it needed to be for thinking about making money. And we just decided it wasn't doing us any good to go if that's the way that it was going to be with us. And so, you know what they said? In reality, what they said, we're going to sacrifice our souls for a dollar. You know what? That's exactly what a lot of people do. Stress and pressure have such a hold on them that all they're thinking about is another dollar, another toy, something else to shine and glitter. Moses, you start right now to train men to help you. There it is. You start training others that can help you and take some of this pressure and stress and strain off of your life. Get busy. There are others that can help you. And they will if you will let them.